Okay, and our generation is ready. So let's see how it worked out.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Navigators, we are here recording an audio clip for Avatar 4 to use in our generation. There should be enough audio. I think we have a 30-second max for our audio script or a script read, and I think this is going to be enough, so I'm going to stop it right here.
Okay. Mixed reactions. I think it's a step forward and definitely has some impressive elements, but it's so obviously AI. Definitely pretty heavy uncanny valley.
Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator, where we simplify AI marketing to keep you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by Digital Pop, delivering AI marketing automation so your small business thrives. Here's your host, Alex Carlson.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back tonight talking about a new feature in one of the tools that we have covered quite often on this show, and definitely one of our favorite tools to talk about and to use, and that is HeyGen, the AI avatar generator. If we are ever talking about AI automated content creation, especially video creation, we are usually talking about HeyGen and or 11 Labs and the two of them being used together. There are so many ways that they can be used together. HeyGen being on the avatar side of things and 11 Labs on the voice side of things. As I've said, we have covered HeyGen features in the past. We've created some avatars together on the show before, but they have a new model, a new avatar generator. It's called Avatar 4, and it can create really nuanced avatars simply from one image and some audio input as a script read. So you no longer have to submit any sort of motion or dynamic video input. Just an image, and that's really the main thing that I think makes this super differentiated and impressive right now is that ease of use and that really simple user experience. And that's built on top of something called a voice-to-motion engine that is being put to use by this model. And basically what it's going to do is it can take the tone and the rhythm of your voice, and it's going to use that, as I understand, to predict the highly accurate facial micro-expressions and body movements and hand gestures that you would use in your natural speech. We mentioned hand gestures. This is actually a big thing with these avatars, and gestures in general with the body as well can often be a giveaway because they're going to be very repetitive but can be hard for AI to replicate. Actually, when we've created avatars and recordings in the past, you either have to be very deliberate with your hand gestures or try not to gesture your hands at all. But apparently with Avatar 4, that could be a thing of the past. Hand gestures should be captured much more accurately. Actually, you can do full body video generations as well, which is a new feature and is pretty amazing. No more just static headshots. Again, if you're using HeyGen to do some automated content creation, some AI video content creation, this is just another huge step in the blurring of the lines of the content created by actual humans versus AI avatars. So that's really basically it. You input your image, you read your script, you give it some audio, and then you let it generate your video, your avatar. And of course, we are absolutely going to be testing that out tonight in just a little bit. It's also worth mentioning that you can create non-human avatars as well. So stylized characters or animated characters, animals, pets, which opens up a wide variety of use cases beyond just the avatar or AI content or AI influencer content creation use cases anyway. Maybe you could create an animated mascot or something that you could voice and animate using these avatar and voice generation platforms to bring it to life. Anyway, even better news, you should be able to create short avatar clips even on the free plan for HeyGen. Quick rundown of the pricing. There is a free tier, and then you have the creator tier starting at $24 per month, it looks like. And then teams starting at $30 to $39 per seat per month. And then you do have a custom enterprise tier available as well. So like I said, you should be able to test this out for free, get in there for yourselves and see if it's time to get an avatar of yourself out there in the content creation game. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into it. If you're watching along on video, we are in the HeyGen platform now, and you can see one of the first options here in the video tools with a new tag on it is the photo to video with Avatar 4. So that's where we're going to click. And like I said, it's a super simple, super easy process. You're just going to upload your photo, and I'm going to grab a photo of like one of our thumbnail headshots that we would use for our show. I think I'm going to grab one where I'm not smiling and just see if that, you know, makes for a better generation. And for our script, I think I'll just read like the intro to our show or something like that. You can definitely try sample images and sample audio by the looks of it here. So if you don't feel like reading, or if even reading just a simple script like this might be a little bit too much of an obstacle to get in here and test this. You don't have to do that. You can always use a sample, and then you're going to select your voices that you want to use as well. And we've created a few voice clones in here too. And by far the most amazing voice clone I have is definitely in 11 Labs. And I think I could even integrate that here if I wanted to, but let's just grab one of these voice clones that we've created of myself and use that. And then we're going to generate our script here. Okay, for some reason it wasn't letting us record with our devices, or it was taking too long to load. So I just went ahead and gave it a quick dictation of a script where I just intro the podcast and talk about how we're using the avatar for and creating an audio clip. So we have our image, we have our script, we have our voice. So again, we didn't really need to record the voice because we gave it the voice to use right here. So now we can generate our video and see what this avatar for is all about. And again, I think it's probably the simplest and easiest workflow in avatar generation right now. Let's check out the results. And again, you can switch to portrait or landscape here, depending on what you're looking for in your generation. Let's just go ahead and go landscape for now and generate this video. I'm actually going to go portrait for this one and generate this video. Okay, and our generation is ready. I have not played it yet, so this will be the first time I am seeing it as well, right along with you guys. Let's go ahead and check out the avatar for video. It is 21 seconds long, which is as long as the script reading that we submitted with our voice. So let's see how it worked out.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Navigators, we are here recording an audio clip for Avatar 4 to use in our generation. There should be enough audio. I think we have a 30-second max for our audio script or a script read, and I think this is going to be enough, so I'm going to stop it right here.
Okay. Mixed reactions. I think it's a step forward and definitely has some impressive elements, but it's so obviously AI, definitely pretty heavy uncanny valley, but a step forward for sure. Very interesting, worth checking out and experimenting with, I think. But it's gonna, in my opinion, a dead giveaway as far as AI. Let me know what you guys think in the comments. But the fact that this was done with just an image and the voice to motion engine did the rest is really cool, really intriguing, and I think means a whole lot for the future of just how easy these tools are going to be to use and just how easy they are going to be for early adopters to hop in and create avatars. I think, again, this is pretty clearly AI when you watch it. You don't have to watch it too closely, just with the way the mouth moves and everything. If you're not watching along on video, try and check it out when you have a moment. Of course, if you mention and disclose that it's AI, then maybe it's part of the whole message and the whole theme of what you're posting, and you don't really care if people know that it's AI, so it could still very well be useful in that context. Anyway, like I said, a bit of a mixed reaction as far as what I got from Avatar 4 on our first little test here. I'm impressed with what it was able to do with how little it had. There was some pretty nuanced like body motion and small gestures and things like that got thrown in there as well. But the overall animation and the lip syncing part of it was pretty obvious, I think. So again, let me know what you guys think in the comments. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. Ready to simplify your own marketing automation? Digital Pop helps make it happen so your small business can scale your marketing fast. Learn more at thedigitalpop.com.